Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Dr. Biswajit Panja, and in this show we are going to discuss about class template, overloaded operator, and abstraction. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right. Let's get started. So when we are talking about overloaded operator, the first thing comes to our mind is binary operator. What is a binary operator? Binary operator works on two operands. So in the left hand side we have one operand, in the right hand side we have one operand. Now what are these operators do? For example, plus for addition, minus for subtraction, multiplication, greater than, less than. So these are the examples of binary operator. Now there is a difference between a binary operator and an overloaded operator. Overloaded operator works differently than a binary operator, though the same binary operator can be used to make it as a overloaded operator. Now, the operands can be constant, variables, or objects in regular binary operations. In the operations, if one or more operands are objects, the operator must be an overloaded operator. So, if you are using greater than operator on two operands, and if one of the operands is object, then the operator needs to be a binary or rather overloaded operator. So that means whenever an operand is an object, the operator can only be overloaded operator. Normal binary operator cannot be used in that case. So when we are using overloaded operator, it calls a function which carries out certain operation. Okay, so that means overloaded operator does not do the things the regular binary operators do. So let's say if you are using a greater than as an overloaded operator and we are trying to compare one object with certain value, in that case we have to write some function for that overloaded operator to operate properly. So that means whenever you are using an overloaded operator, it normally works like a function call. So let's say you write a function and then whenever you want to call that function, okay, you can just use the function name, and if it has any parameters you can have parameters. Likewise, an overloaded operator is used to call not exactly a function but a block of code to work on the operands. So what is the overloaded operator used? Now here is one example. Let's say we have a struct called car type, and that struct car type has some data members. Let's say string maker, int year, float price, and then we are trying to make the greater than operator as an overloaded operator. In that case we have to say boolean operator greater than, then within parentheses we have to say int num, and then we can decide what that overloaded operator is going to do. So immediately after the parenthesis within the bracket we can say if price greater than num return true, else return false. So in this particular case, you see we have one object going to be in one side and then num is just a regular variable which is going to be an integer. And how this overloaded operator can be called? So in the main function, let's say we have a car type my car, and then we say if my car greater than 2000. So my car is an object created from that struct car type, right? So my car is now been compared with a value. So that means we are using that greater than operator as an overloaded operator, because in the left hand side of that operator we have an object, and then in the right hand side we have a value. So that means whenever we need to have one operator as overloaded operator, first we have to declare that, okay, then only we can use it. Otherwise that operator is going to work like a regular operator. So if we use in this example my car greater than 2000, so my car is an object here, okay, and that greater than is already been defined. So that means first we have to define that, okay, this operator is going to be used as an overloaded operator, and then we say, okay, now we are using this overloaded operator, one of the operands is an object. Okay, so that means whenever an overloaded operator is used, one of the operators need to be an object, or one of the operands need to be an object. Okay, so normally we work with two operands, but more than two operands can also be used in some special cases. So again, as I said, so whenever we are using that overloaded operator, it is similar to a function call. So if I say my car greater than 2000, then it calls the function which has been implemented. So it's not the actual function, but the place where the overloaded operator has been defined and declared and coded, saying that what it's going to do. Okay, so the operator greater than is called for the, let's say, my car object. So the right operand is always passed as a parameter into the function. So in our example, we had my car greater than some value. So that value is just like a regular parameter in a function, and then my car is an object. Okay, so it is similar to a function call, but it is not exactly the same. So in overloaded operator, two operands, one needs to be an object. So in our example, again, we had a greater than as an overloaded operator, and we use that as a boolean because it returned either true or false, and then we used a variable called num. Okay, so and then say if price greater than num, return true, else false. Okay, so that means whenever we are using that overloaded operator, in the left hand side one object, right hand side one value, so that value is considered like an actual parameter because that value is going to be given to the formal parameter where the overloaded operator is declared. Okay, so what is the use of overloaded operator? The use of an overloaded operator is, rather than just having a simple operation using two operand and an operator, we can change the operator so that we can have some kind of a function call or similar to a function call. Okay, so in that way, it's easier for the comparison, or easier to work with object as well as some value. Okay, so that was the basic of the overloaded operator. Now the next concept, or next important concept we are going to talk about, is the class template. Now in the class template, we are going to have a blueprint of making a class. Okay, so why we are talking about overloaded operator, class template, and abstraction together? Because they are the concepts, or they are the important concepts used in object-oriented programming. Okay, so in the class templates, we try to make a blueprint for making a class. So instead of making different classes for different data types, we can make just one class template, and then later on, we can decide what type of data type we are going to use for a particular class. So again, the class template is a blueprint for making a class, and then later on we can decide what type of data type we are going to use. Now the client uses one line to have the compiler make a class from the class template. And what is that line of code? That line of code is template within bracket, or the angle bracket, class data type. Okay, so that special line of code tells the compiler that this is a class template. So before declaring a class, we need to include the line, as I said, it says template within angle brackets a class data type. and then we can define our or declare our class. So we are telling the compiler that this class is going to be, or rather, a class template is used for this class. Okay, so that means whenever we are trying to create a class, we need to provide the data type, and then the same data type is used in certain places, whether it's an object or certain parameters. So that means based on the data type we choose later on, that's the data type the variables or the objects are going to get. So instead of making different classes for different data types, we can make one class template, okay, and then use the data types later. So data type as a variable name for data type, whether it can be, you know, it can be float, int, or an object as well. Okay, so that is just the very basic of a class template. Okay, so we talked about like how to make a class template. Okay, so we have a class. Before that, we include a simple line saying that, okay, this class is going to be class template. Now, the third important concept in this radio show is the abstraction. Okay, as I said, we are trying to discuss three important topics from object-oriented design. First one we did with overloaded operator, second was class template, and third is the abstraction. Now, the abstraction occurs when we use something without thinking about the detail of how it works. Okay, for example, we are driving a car, or I'm driving a car, but I have no idea what's inside the engine. Okay, I know it has six cylinders, but I have no idea how those cylinders are working. But still the car runs. So as long as I can drive from location X to location Y, it's fine with me. Okay, so that means I'm not interested to knowing everything, what's going on inside then, and still it does my job, and I can travel, or I can go to places using the car. So abstraction is we are using something without knowing the detail of it. For example, or another example rather, when we are warming our meal in a microwave oven, so in that case we do not need to know the details of a microwave oven, as long as we know that how it works or how to operate it. So we don't need to know how it was built, or we just need to know how to operate it, put some seconds and then say run or something like that. So this is the concept of abstraction. Okay, so now what is the relationship between abstraction and object-oriented design? Now, the abstraction is used for in the concepts like abstract data type, ADT, where we have the data members and the member functions, and we can use an abstract data type without knowing or thinking about how they work. Okay, so what are those abstract data types? They can be stack, queues, linked list. Okay, so these are abstract data type, and abstraction is an important concept in this abstract data types, because as long as we provide proper values, we are supposed to get proper results. Okay, so that means abstraction is an important concept, because it is not, or it is humanly not possible to know everything about an object, about a class, about a library. But if we know what are the member functions to use, or what are the data members that class use, we can use the member functions or sometimes the data members. Okay, so the abstraction is an important concept in object-oriented design. Okay, so again, three important topics in this radio show. First was overloaded operator. We discussed how to make an operator an overloaded operator. The second one was class template, to make a class template. And third one is the abstraction. Okay, by application of abstraction would be abstract data types, where we do not need to know everything about an abstract data type, but still we can use it. So that means by knowing what are the member functions used, or how to call the member functions, we can use the abstractions. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Vishwajit Panja. If there is a show you like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.